Good afternoon. A cold front along with Arctic air continues to push into the region from the west, and as it works its way through interior New York and New England for the remainder of the afternoon, the wind will increase and at times gust over 30 to 40 miles per hour, driving in the coldest air of the season. Temperatures have peaked across most of the region and now will begin to fall through the teens and into the single digits by the end of the day. And wind chill values will also drop well below zero by sunset. Readings will continue to fall overnight tonight with a gusty northwest wind continuing into the overnight period, and temperatures will drop down to around 0 to 10 below on average, with some locations as low as 20 below by early tomorrow morning. Wind chill values will be between 15 and 25 below in the valleys and reach as low as 40 below across the higher terrain. High pressure moving in overnight tonight will dominate the weather tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll still be breezy and very cold, with highs reaching back up into the middle and upper teens. Wind chill values, however, on Thursday will remain at or below zero for most of the day. The next Alberta Clipper will approach on Thursday night and bring a round of light snow into the morning drive on Friday. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds behind the Clipper on Friday afternoon, and it will continue to be breezy and cold. Highs, though, on Friday will bounce back into the mid-20s. A quick shot of cold air on Saturday in the lower 20s with a mix of sun and clouds before we rebound with dry weather into the upper 20s on Sunday. Another disturbance will head our way for the early part of next week with the chance of some light snow on Monday, but highs on Monday and Tuesday of next week should rebound back up to seasonal averages in the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, virtually the entire eastern half of the country is under either a wind chill advisory or a wind chill warning. Wind chill values in the northern parts of Minnesota and North Dakota will be as low as 50 below zero. The wind chill in Minneapolis and Chicago will be between 30 and 40 below. Further south, hard freeze warnings are in effect for the Gulf Coast states. Actual temperatures will drop into the upper teens and lower 20s for parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, southern Georgia, and northern Florida. Wind chill values in these normally mild locations will be around 10 above zero. And the wind itself will be an issue in the southern plains, and wind advisories have been issued from central Texas into the lower Mississippi Valley for wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Camarillo, California, to a low of 24 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and windy with a few snow showers in the mid-20s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 20s, and in Buffalo, windy with light snow and blowing snow with temperatures dropping into the single digits. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 15. The record high, 56, set in 1915, and the record low, 12 below zero, in 1878. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:38 p.m., 9 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers today and highs in the mid-teens, though temperatures falling to near zero by sunset. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, 5 to 20 below zero, with wind chill values as low as 40 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and windy with scattered snow showers today, highs in the lower 20s. Temperatures falling, though, by sunset back through the teens. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows near zero and wind chill values as low as 15 below. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers today, early highs in the mid-teens, then temperatures falling to near zero by sunset. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, 0 to 10 below, with wind chill values as low as 25 below and 40 below in the mountains. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny and windy with scattered snow showers today, highs near 20, then temperatures falling into the single digits by sunset. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight with lows 0 to 5 below and wind chill values as low as 20 below. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers today, highs in the upper teens, then temperatures falling into the single digits by sunset. Partly cloudy and breezy tonight, lows 0 to 10 below, with wind chill values as low as 25 below and down to 40 below across the mountains. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and cloud, still breezy and very cold with highs in the teens and wind chills at or below zero. Light snow Thursday night and Friday morning, then a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze Friday afternoon, mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 20s Saturday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday, upper 20s. Chance of light snow Monday, around 30. And a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 30s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.